Well, everybody's heard someone say a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Over the years, as I've presented information from the book His Name is Yahweh, I've heard the argument that it really doesn't matter what we call God, so long as we are honest and sincere and have a caring heart. You know, I think the kindest thing I can say to someone who raises that argument is that you're not going to find support for that in the scriptures. It's just not there. In fact, the Bible is so clear about this fact, it's just unbelievable. First of all, we have Yahweh in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, telling us that Yahweh is his name forever, and that's the name by which he wants us to remember him. Now, that's pretty clear. In fact, that's stunningly clear. We have Jesus throughout the Gospels telling us that he is Yahweh. We have Joel, the prophet Joel, telling us that everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. And then Peter and Paul, the same message. Now, those things are irrefutable facts in the scriptures. And any opinion you may hold that is contrary to that pales by comparison. When the prophets, when the apostles speak on a matter as clearly as they've spoken on this, doesn't it seem dangerous to assume that we have the authority to come up with another name for God that he never told us to call him by? A perfect example, the name Jesus. Now, I've said this before, and many of you have heard me say this before. Some people are in love with that name. The problem with that name is that was never his name, ever. His name at birth was Yeshua, not Jesus. Jesus is the English transliteration of the Greek name Jesus, and the Greek name Jesus was literally made up. When he was born, he was given the name at birth, Yeshua. The name of the meaning of the name Yeshua is Yahweh saves. And then Yeshua told us he is Yahweh, coming to be our atoning sacrifice. All of this falls in line perfectly with the prophets. No matter what opinion you hold on this issue, God's name is important because he said it is. He's the one who said that's the name that we're to call him by forever. His prophets told us that's the only name in which we have salvation. Peter went farther. He said, There is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Bottom line, this name is important because Yahweh said it's important. And if your opinion differs from Yahweh's pronouncement, then you need to seriously think about your opinion because it needs to be changed.